This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aull.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Poynter Institute wrote about the coverage of the retirement of legendary NFL quarterback Peyton Manning. It seems that during the retirement news conference, USA Today sports reporter Lindsay Jones had the temerity to actually ask a tough question, one about sexual harassment allegations against Manning that have resurfaced and date to his college days. Poynter reports that for her efforts to engage in real journalism, Jones was bombarded with sexist, nasty, and X-rated hate emails and tweets. And Jonathan, I don't think this is the first time we've seen this sort of thing, especially when a female reporter tries to ask some tough questions, in particular about an athlete.
Exactly. And it's depressing and it's horrible. And it's sad. It makes me very sad to hear and see this. And we're going to see it again.
Yeah.
Somebody doing their job, you know, somebody asking questions. That's what we're supposed to do. And if you're – I mean, I don't even necessarily have a problem with someone who thinks you shouldn't ask those questions because it's your right to think that.
That raises a question. His retirement news conference, is that the right time to ask this type of question?
I have always felt and I have counseled when I've been asked about people who are in these positions, what should they do? And my position has always been – if you're not willing to answer questions about anything, don't talk to the media.
Yeah. And don't invite the media because you might get a question that you don't want to be asked. But, I mean, they obviously wanted the media to cover this. So they invite them. They're there. And it's not like they've signed a waiver beforehand. We're only going to lob softballs at you. I mean, that didn't happen. So expect maybe a hard question to be asked. And it's really irritating, I guess, especially when it comes to athletes, is that they don't expect that's going to happen. They can't be asked a hard question.
Actually, Manning has a former White House spokesperson that he works with, and they seem to actually anticipate this question because Manning seemed rather rehearsed in how he responded. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfortunate that it comes to that. But again, I feel like it's our job to ask questions. If you don't like that someone's asking a question, that's fine. But it's what we're supposed to do. It just makes me shake my head every time it happens.
Well, as a reporter, I would not like going into a situation, a news conference, and being told certain topics are not allowed to be asked about because I think news conference means you go there and you ask about whatever you think is important for people to know.
In the public relations world, they have a very interesting term that they use to talk about getting their clients' coverage. They call it earned media. They do. That's the term they use. Earned media means when people write about you not because they get paid to, but because they think that what you have is to say is interesting and then they report on it. And I think I like to turn that term around on them and say, okay, to earn it, you got to stand there and answer questions. And they're not always going to be the questions that you want, but you have to earn it.
And what the most bothersome part of this whole thing is the audience response, the people who were out there on Twitter. I mean, it was a witch hunt. Terrible things were being said to her that should never be said to anyone. And she's, again, doing her job. And you have the audience actually attacking her for doing her job. I think that's the most bothersome part of all of anything.
Well, it absolutely is.
And I think that really the bigger issue here than somebody – in this case, the bigger issue here than somebody taking shots at a reporter is, I think, really the sexism that is going on here. Because clearly if it was a man asking those questions – I believe the vitriol would have been a lot less, and it certainly would not have been as violent and horrible. And I think that you know, we still in this country have a huge problem with sexism in journalism, but also just in general. And I think that it's symptomatic of much bigger issues here. And you know, all of us who see that there's something wrong with it need to speak up if we have any prayer of ever eliminating it.
Well, and one of the real disappointments with social media is the anonymity it allows certain people. Would people say these type of things, make these hateful comments if their name actually had to be attached to it, or if you had to say that to someone's face instead of just sending it out in an email or a tweet? I mean, especially the anonymity. I just think people hide and they seem to think that allows them to say whatever stupid thing comes to their mind.
I think some people would, and I think that's evident from some of the political rallies that we've been watching happen on TV and in the coverage. There have been reporters actually attacked by people in the crowds, and there have been people who are just protesters that are just standing out there who've also been attacked by people in those crowds. So I don't know if it's just social media, but it might be people feeling that they are right and doing it in a very inappropriate way.
I had an experience similar to this, although on a much, much smaller level. So I don't want to try to equate this to what this USA Today reporter went through. But when I was working in Peoria, Bradley basketball made the Sweet 16, big press conference. The city painted a part of Main Street red for the Bradley Braves. After the news conference, there were three reporters, and we were talking to the mayor. And one of the questions I asked, which was relayed to me by someone in my neighborhood, is, you know, the Public Works Department has time to paint a stripe across the street, but there's still all of these projects in our neighborhood that haven't been done. And I asked the mayor's response for it. The response was kind of milquetoast, and it ended up not even being in the story. But one of the other reporters worked for a competing radio station in town. They brought that tape back to their afternoon shock jock guy, who played it on the air and started insulting me on the air, saying, see, people are against success. They don't want Bradley to succeed. So they ask questions like this, trying to come up with bad things. Callers said mean things about me. People called my station to say mean things about me. Now, it was nowhere near the horrible, horrible things that happened to this USA Today reporter. But my response was always, look, it didn't even make the story. But if I don't ask the question, how am I ever going to know? Mm-hmm. And that's that asking, especially people in authority, challenging questions is one of the foundations of our democracy. And you have to at least respect that.
Yeah. And to prioritize a red stripe over repairs that have been needed for quite a while, that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, and now that you've brought up that story, my students have also had to deal with that before on stories that we've covered. And we've had a lot of backlash on social media on a story that where a couple people were killed in a car crash just, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. And two of them, I think, were WIU students.
I remember that.
And we had covered that story from the very beginning. And we had some scene video of after the crash, not nothing graphic or anything like that, but, you know, police lights and fire trucks and that kind of thing. People were not happy that that video even existed, although it had also aired on two affiliates, GEM and KHQA. We'd given the video to both of them. They also had aired the footage. And it was a relevant story to this area, very relevant to our community. And we further followed up on it, finding out in a coroner's report that it was DUI related. And that received a lot of backlash as well, that the person who was driving had been intoxicated. People who knew this person and the people who were in the Jeep were very upset with us that we had covered it. And it was a really, I guess, it was a teachable moment for my students. You know, we're covering the news, we're finding out this information, but you're not always going to make friends and you're not always going to make people happy.
Well, it should be a teachable moment for the people who knew the victims of this crash, too. The
right.
Idea that drinking and driving don't mix.
And that was the point of following that story, was to find out what really caused this crash.
With that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.